is Lawrence Ray, the chairperson of the PNB Personnel Committee, and we are opening up the meeting. Today is October the 12th, 2020, and it is approximately 8:41 Eastern Time. We're going to start with the roll. Santa Roline from KPFT, take the roll.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Robin Collier. Vanessa Dickenbriggs. Vanessa, we can't hear you.
No, I was waiting for Lawrence to finish. He was saying something.
Robin is having dental issues, so he won't be here tonight.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Here.
Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark, present.
Ralph Pointer?
Right here.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
Alex Steinberg? Can
okay.
hear you, Lawrence, Alex, and Sandra is here. Chair, you have quorum, and we have an excused absence for Robin Collier.
Thank
you. Is there an excused absence for Alex?
I have not heard from Alex. Grace, have you heard from Alex?
No.
Okay, so maybe he'll join us late.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the role, Sandra. I appreciate it. I provided a proposed agenda, and I just want to see if any committee members want to add anything to the agenda that I emailed out. Okay, hearing nothing, I gather that no additions to the agenda. I would need help with anybody that takes notes, if you could send me the raw notes, or does anyone want to step up to be secretary? Okay. This is a very difficult task, I know, but this is a very critical committee. So if anybody takes notes and you could forward them to me, shortly day after the meeting, that'll be appreciated. Okay, then I have a report on, yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I will rotate with some other people, but it's not anything I want to be responsible for every meeting, but I can't do it tonight. I have to be prepared to do it.
Okay.
So, but next meeting we have, I'll volunteer to do it if other people want to volunteer as well.
Okay. Thank you for that, Vanessa, for stepping up. Does anybody take notes of this meeting? And you could provide me with your notes. Vanessa has graciously offered to do it next week. Next meeting, which I think it be the 26th, because we're rotating with the Strategic Planning Committee. So can anybody step up to share their notes tonight? Okay, no pressure. I'll do the best I can.
I'll follow up as well. I'll be a backup. Sometimes things get passed, but I'll be a backup for you, Lawrence.
Thank you, Sabina, from KPFA in Northern California. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay. I really appreciate all the support that you guys have given us, and we are a pretty solid committee, no major disagreements. So I send out a query to, because we were given homework assignments from the previous meeting on 9/28/2020. Does anybody want to, I think the first thing was about posting, looking for other entities. Anybody want to jog my memory? Oh, okay. And the other thing was to develop interview questions, which we thought that it would be more appropriate, interview questions and criteria, ranking criteria, will be more appropriate to do in executive session because this is a public meeting. And maybe there might be prospects, applicants, prospects that might be tuning in, or maybe they know somebody that might be streaming the meeting. So I think to say on the air caution that we do that in executive session. Is there any feedback on that, any input? Okay, hearing none. Hearing no major objection to that. I'd like us to prepare ourselves to go into executive session to develop interview questions and ranking criteria. Everybody has the most recent resumes we got in, but we haven't gotten anything else from Tom. Tom, are you with us? Did somebody request to speak? Okay. So I invited Tom to this meeting, but to see where he was at with the postings. One of the concerns I have is the internal posting in the Pacifica network, the affiliates network, as well as the five stations and the Pacifica.org website. And I still haven't seen it posted. Am I wrong? Okay.
I believe the posting is on Pacifica.org.
Okay, the posting is on Pacifica.org. Okay. But now, how about the local stations? WBAI, is it posted on your website? Do you know? KPFT, is it posted on your website?
I can check right now for you. Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
WBAI.org, one moment.
I haven't seen it on KPFT. This is Sandra.
Okay.
I'm looking for my... Sorry.
Go ahead, Sandra.
I'm looking for the list that our local station board used for the posting for the general manager position. I think I read it off in a previous meeting, but you had asked me to... I think you asked me to send it, and I just never did. I apologize. One of the sites was the our Meta HR person is a member of a group. I'm trying to remember the name of it now, but it normally costs money to post there, but because she is a member of that group, she was able to post it for us at no charge.
Okay.
I'll find you. I'll forward it to y'all.
And I do have a question at the end that I didn't know on the agenda that I'd like to ask the committee. Somebody else wanted to speak?
Yes, I'd like to speak. Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yeah, Sandra, how many applicants did KPFT receive in its notice for the general manager?
So, Dwayne, I don't know if that's within order right now.
I just want to know what is being suggested, how successful it was. And I think that is the only reason I'm asking the question, whether it's in order or not. It's valuable information I think the committee could use in determining if those sites are applicable.
Okay. Sandra, you're the chair of that committee, right? You want to answer that question?
I don't have a problem answering that question.
Okay.
There were a total of 13 applicants for the KPFT general manager position that submitted their resumes and information via the proper channels, which is the email address that was set up specifically for the KPFTGM 2020 search, and they CC'd their information to Lydia Brazon's assistant, Janet Coburn. So there were 13 total.
Okay. Dwayne, does that edify you?
No, I think it was a specific question about, and maybe she'll give that to us. I don't want to hold up the time, because I think there were a number of sites, and I'm not sure. I'm trying to get the committee to understand how effective some of these sites would be, and some of them aren't. And so she would have to break down the 13 where they came from, a particular site.
Okay. Would you be able to do that at some point, Sandra? Because that might be advantageous to considering posting to those sites as well. I think that's your concern, right, Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have that information in front of me right now, but I don't have any problem sharing that once I am able to discern it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. So that's pending. Appreciate that. So the next thing I want to go to is I'd like to schedule an executive session to develop the interview questions and consider ranking criteria. Do you want to do it tonight? I'm considering that you may be prepared because we had 2 weeks to consider these things, or do you want to do it scheduled at the next meeting, which will be the 26th of October? And it's really kicking the can down the road, because I think, just as a constructive criticism, I don't know if I faltered in my leadership in regards to pushing for this to happen, but we have been at this for a while, and I think what's basic is to develop questions, look at the old questions that were asked, and then develop ranking criteria.
This is Sabrina. I say we do it tonight, if you don't mind.
You can't do it tonight, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Oh, you could do it tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Why don't
we go around and ask the members if we want to go into executive session to start tackling this task. Vanessa?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, thank you. Hold it, I got a big cat trying to attack my kitten. Hold on. Anyway, so then my neighbor has a cat that's huge. And my kitten... I don't think my kitten has a conscience. He approaches her. So anyway, they've been playing cat games. Okay, that's what they're doing. All right. I'm sorry that I don't know the stream that they hear that, but I'm an animal lover. So okay. So Vanessa, you say you okay, Dwayne? About going into executive session tonight to start the task of developing interview questions and ranking criteria?
That depends. What time are we supposed to go into executive session?
Well, I'm thinking that we should be exhausted with the proposed agenda by, I think, 6:15 Pacific time, which will be 9:15 Eastern time. And I guess that will be 8:15 your time.
Oh, so we're talking about 19 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Ralph?
Fine. Whatever you guys decide is good for me.
Okay. Thank you, Ralph. Sandra?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good for a little while.
Okay, thank you, Sandra. Grace?
Yes.
Thank you, Grace. I'm okay with it. Alice, are you with us now? Okay, Alice is not with us still. Okay, so I guess we have consent. We will go into executive session in 18 minutes. Okay, so let's review the agreements. I wanted to get an update from Tom regarding resumes, if there were any additional resumes that were submitted to his organization, and to see what organizations he has position-wide posting of the position. So, Tom, I think I have to give him a week's notice, and I called him yesterday, so I don't think he's going to be with us, so we can't get an update on that. Then I wanted us to review agreements from last personnel committee meeting. I think we agreed in regards to the budget, to the $2,500 search budget, that we would ask Tom to submit receipts, right? Was that the agreement? To the entities that he's paid?
Yes, he would itemize the expenditure.
Right. Okay, were there any other agreements that you could remember? There were certain entities that we were not comfortable with. There were some members that were not comfortable with posting on certain entities.
I recall the motion passed that we were going to limit the places that I had placed in the original suggested location that Tom Livingston and Associates suggested.
Right. The spreadsheet that was sent out to the committee, I think we had agreed that that we were limited to that spreadsheet. Unless there were some germane entities that we could also post. Is my recollection?
No. There was no addition to that amendment since I proposed the amendment. The amendment passed as was proposed, which wasn't any additional germane. It was the fact that what the professional suggested in the first place was what we would spend money on.
Right. I recall that also.
Okay.
Lawrence, I found my list. May I be recognized?
Yes, you may, Sandra. Thank you for finding
it. This is the association that Cynthia Dobeck, the NEDA HR person, is a member of. It's called the Public Media Business Association, and she was able to post our job posting for the GM job at that location at no charge. And the other one was current.org. I think we've already talked about that one. They also posted at netta.org, radiocrossings.com. We did have a significant number of candidates that posted on Indeed.com, none of which were qualified, and only two bothered to follow the instructions that were included in the posting. We had them filed away, but we went with the 13 that were able to follow instructions. The CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Grassroots Radio Coalition, Listserv, the Pacifica Affiliates, Listserv, and the NFCB, National Federation of Community Broadcasters. Those were all in addition to Pacifica.org, and the five, well, I think it only posted on KPFT, but Pacifica.org and KPFT. I think that's everything.
Chair, may I be recognized, Sabrina?
Yes, Sabrina, you may.
Okay, so I've looked at all of the radio station websites, all of our station websites, and I didn't see it posted on KPFT.
Okay, every other website it's posted on, Sabrina?
No, it's not posted on any of the other websites. So I've got some, you know, really quick wording that I came up with. It's really simple. To all GMs and web personnel, please post the following to the job section of your website as soon as possible. Or I should say, please post the following. Yeah, okay. This is a job requisition for, hold on. This
okay.
is a job requisition for executive director. I don't know. Edit at your leisure.
Okay, we could send that to the committee, and if you could maybe clean it up a little bit, brush it up, and
sure.
I don't know if you're able to send it to the GMs.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good.
Okay.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Is that Sandra?
Yeah.
Yes, you may.
I apologize for missing the last meeting. Did we decide on a close date for the posting?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I don't recall us deciding on a close date. Am I correct on that, committee members?
Sorry, what was the question again? I apologize, Sandra.
If we decided on a close date for the position.
Oh, I don't remember that. No.
I don't either.
Like, for posting,
our goal
okay. locally was to have it posted as many places as we could for at least 30 days. Because of the issues that we had getting it posted on our own website, it ended up extending the posting by, I think, 3 days. But generally, this sort of thing is posted for at least 30 days, and depending on how urgent the matter is, I mean, you could do it for 60 days. But I think the general philosophy on this is that you post it for 30 days, and those that are seriously interested in looking are going to be looking at the applicable sites where it's posted, and they will post within the 30 days. And I think a majority of our candidates or applicants posted within the first few days, and then at the very, very end, we had a couple of stragglers, but most of them posted within the first few days. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
Sabrina. Oh, so I'm thinking that we need two deadlines. We need one deadline for actual postings, right? And then we need another deadline for how long that close is going to stay in place.
Right.
So we need a posting and a
closure, right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'd like the committee to consider that that the posting be done by the 15th of this month of October, and that the closing be November 15th.
Nice.
Is that agreeable to everyone? Is there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none, I guess we're in consent. Okay. So we will communicate with Tom Livingston tomorrow morning to get that going, and then we will communicate with the GMs. And if you could copy Ursula, too, so she could post it on the affiliates
website
as well.
Yes.
That would be helpful.
Absolutely, we'll do. Okay,
so we have agreement on that, folks? Okay, hearing no one piping up. We have agreement.
Yes.
We have agreement to, so somebody can make a note of that. October 15th, closing November 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I will send you my notes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Send me your notes, your chicken scratch, whatever you have. It'll be very helpful to me, believe me.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem.
Okay. All right, so we have a few more minutes. I wanted to ask a question to the committee as well. I wanted to ask, to what degree do we collaborate and interface with NEDA HR?
Mr. Chair, Sabrina, can I be recognized?
Yes.
Okay. Can you drill it down a little bit more, the question, as far as the posting is concerned, or as far as...
Okay, so the posting begins on October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
To all entities, including the affiliates, and the closure date will be November 15th, which mm-hmm. we will start vetting the resumes and scheduling interviews thereafter.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not understanding the question, though. How do you want?
Oh, about NEDA.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Sabine. I keep interrupting you. Go ahead.
That's okay. So as far as their involvement, as far as the NEDA HR involvement in this process, how much do we want to interface with them? I mean, they can. I would say they would. We'd probably want them, you know, on the next meeting call. You know, just to, you know, in case, you know, just to make sure that we're, you know, within the, you know, operating within the confines of the, you know, legal side of things, you know, in the confines of the law.
EEOC and the such.
Exactly. EEOC, federal law, yeah, all that stuff. So, yeah,
okay.
I would say that would be important, but other than that.
And the person I will contact is Amber, right? Is it still Amber?
Oh, I thought it was another guy.
Lawrence?
Mark.
Lawrence,
yeah.
I think it's actually Cynthia Dobek.
Yeah, Cynthia Dobek, right. That's it.
Yeah, I can send you her information.
I would appreciate that. Thank you so much, Sandra. Mm-hmm. So what does everybody think about our interfacing and collaborating with... NEDA in regards to NEDA HR in regards to this task that we have in front of us.
May I be recognized,
well,
Sabrina, again?
Yeah.
Sorry,
go for
Sandra.
It.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, that's, you know, that they have an HR department. We've been using them before. We have used them in the past, and there's absolutely no reason for us not to be using them. Like I said just a second ago. I think it's important so that we are to ensure that we're operating within the confines of the law with the EEOC and in adherence to all of those things. I mean, none of us are personnel experts, so I think it's very important to make sure that we're on point with that. However, we do have Tom Livingston and Associates that are also dealing with this too. I don't know. I mean, we're paying Tom to do this, right? So,
Yeah, and I think Tom probably understands the
that's
law.
That's his business. That's his business.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah.
I'd like to hear from other folk.
Yeah,
go ahead, Sabrina.
Good.
Finish up.
Oh, no. I'm good.
Okay.
Chair, this is Sandra.
This is who, Sandra?
Yes.
Go ahead, Sandra.
So Cynthia was very, very kind and helpful. Like I said, she's a member of the Public Media Business Association, so she was able to put our posting on there at no cost. The other person you might want to include in this process is John Amella, because he is the one that files the FCC report regarding, you know, applicants. He sent me a list of things, you know, KPFT was exempt because we didn't have X number of paid employees, but the Pacifica Foundation, I don't think will be exempt, and they would need to basically track Well, there's certain requirements. He sent me a list, and I can forward that on to you as well. But definitely to include John Amella, and that was one of the things that Cynthia was helpful about, was letting me know that John Amella is the one that, you know, tracks that sort of stuff and files that report with the FCC. So we would definitely want to be in communication with him about what's required.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. I'll reach out to John Amella. Put listeners on this team, if you don't know who John Amella is, John Amella is our FCC compliance officer. So we will invite him along with first, let me do a round robin here for folks that haven't piped up or said anything. I'm gonna start with Vanessa. Vanessa, in regards to the process, are you okay with it? Including the FCC compliance officer and our HR department? Okay, Vanessa's not answering. Ralph, what say you, sir?
I say that I'm a very good listener, and I'm listening to what you're doing, and I'm going to go along of the least experienced person with your better judgment.
Thank you, Ralph. I'm going to tell my ex-wife that, too. That's a terrible joke. I'm sorry. Grace Aaron?
Ex-wife.
Yes, that's fine.
That's fine? Okay. Vanessa, I'm going to go back to you. What do you think? In terms of the collaboration?
That's fine. I'm sorry. It takes me a minute to get off of mute. It's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Lard, what do you think, sir? Dwayne?
Dwayne is here.
Okay, so the question is to invite John Amella, our SEC compliance officer, Netta HR, Cynthia Dobek, and Tom Livingston to the next call, in the next meeting, which would be on the 26th.
From a professional standpoint, that's a lot of redundancy. We have charged a professional firm. I'll keep using that term since so many people have lauded Tom Livingston and Associates so highly. I'm going to remind each of you that these other entities that you just described, you're wasting that time because you have contracted a professional entity to do this search. And then you expect that entity is followed, since it's a professional entity. You paid it pretty good money. All it's doing is a second wave of what it committed itself to. So personally, from a professional standpoint, it's a lot of redundancy that you're asking for and asking people to come on a call on their off time, which I consider wholly unnecessary. You hired the firm. The firm did your search. The firm said that if you didn't keep the person for a certain amount of time, we'll do another search for you. Stick with the firm. Thanks.
Thank you, Dwayne. Okay, so there's that's a different view, and I have a tendency to understand where Dwayne is coming from in regards to that we did hire a professional firm that I believe is probably steeped in all the procedures and the law in terms of conducting searches. And so it could be a little bit cumbersome.
Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina. Can I be recognized?
Hold on, Sabrina. Go ahead. Be recognized. I'm going to send this another 5 minutes before we go into executive session. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll be brief. Dwayne is right. However, it didn't go well last time. So I think that just having John O'Mella involved to an extent, at what extent, I'm not sure. I mean, I'll leave it up to the body, of course. But I think having John O'Mella just as a check and balance, you know, an additional check and balance, it wouldn't hurt. But I do understand where Director Lark is coming from.
Dwayne Baker.
But since it didn't go well last time, then I would say it might be a good idea.
Okay. Thank you for your measured comment, Sabina. Dwayne, now, did I hear you?
Yes, I want it back to the stack, Berkeley.
Go ahead.
I appreciate Sabrina's comment. And the only thing I would push back on, based on the answer to this question, what is John O'Malley's capacity for the foundation?
He's the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, compliance officer.
Is he an attorney?
Yes.
So don't you realize every time...
Oh, he's not an attorney?
Not?
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Can I clarify this, Lawrence?
Well, before you clarify...
Go ahead,
Grace.
Let Dwayne finish. Go ahead, Dwayne.
The reason I asked that question, and Grace can clarify this in addition to whatever else she's going to clarify, is that it's not going to cost us any additional funds to have him on the line. I don't believe any TA would charge us any additional funds, but that's my large concern. And then I just think it's redundancy, because I was accused, and all of you were on the call. I've been consistently accused of having an issue with Tom Livingston and Associates, or questioning the efficacy or their professionalism. Here I am arguing now, so obviously that was a lie. That was just a myth. I'm arguing that we should rely on Tom Livingston and Associates, since we hired them for the job in the first place, and that O'Malley and any other person is not going to really impact Tom Livingston and Associates and the work that they're doing, because they think they know what they're doing. They know Those are my comments.
Okay. Thank you, Dwayne. Grace?
Chair, this is Sandra.
Hold on, Sandra. I got Grace first, but then I'll go to you.
Okay.
Yes. John L. Mella is national office staff. We can ask his advice. It doesn't cost us anything. He is not an attorney. He is the technical director of Pacifica. He does a lot of different things. One of the things he does is he facilitates national programming. He makes sure that reporting to federal agencies is done properly. Anyway, those are some of the tasks that he performs.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Sandra?
I was just going to say, I think I already said it previously, but I can forward you the information that John sent to me when I asked him for his assistance in making sure that we were in compliance with everything regarding the FCC. So I can forward that. That may be sufficient that we don't actually have to have him on the call after hours. But maybe after everybody looks at what he sent me, and then if you have questions, maybe we could pose them in an email and get the information we need from him that way. Thank you.
Okay. So there's been a different perspective in regards to having all these chefs in the same kitchen, for lack of a better word. So I think we could seek John Mella's counsel, advice. Advice. And then I would definitely like to invite Tom to the next meeting to give us an update that I requested today. But I could also see Dwayne's point in regards to not having to have Netta on the call, because I don't know if Netta will. I think Netta does charge for advice, right, Grace? Is that? Because they'll be either
clock? I'm not sure.
Okay. Because I'm thinking that they'll be on the clock because they're our employees. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll wait for those emails from Sandra online, and I will communicate with Ms. Armella. I will communicate with Tom Livingston to invite him to the meeting on the 26th to provide an update, and also to send us any more resumes that his website might have received. But I think we're exhausted on this topic. Should we go into executive session? Okay. All right, so we'll off the stream. I send the number for the closed session. Listeners, we'll be back to report out from our closed session. And thank you for streaming, and thank you for holding our feet to the fire. Please continue to do so. Right, we are adjourned. Are there any objections to adjourning? We are adjourned. We'll reconvene at 9:30 Eastern Time, which is 6:30 Pacific Time, and 7:30 where Sandra and Dwayne are. Okay, we are. Thank you.